The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The conspiracy theory that never dies, that immigration will lead to civil strife, if not downright civil war. And what's more, the immigrants are coming not just for a better life, but in fact, they're coming to replace us. I'm joined on the line by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat, and Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you. Now, this is an old, old chestnut of a conspiracy theory.
This is a really old conspiracy theory. And to put it into its proper perspective, the first recorded versions we have from this are from 1775, right? So it's getting a bit long in the tooth. And these narratives are all pretty similar, that some shady cabal is engineering the overrunning of indigenous people by immigrants or invaders. Now, this has come up in politics an awful lot. You can feel the political potency of it. So back in the 19th century France, when society was being ripped apart by the Dreyfus Affair, this was the time when Alfred Dreyfus, a Jewish army officer, was accused of treason, which he didn't actually commit. This idea was underpinning it, that the Jews were going to pump the country full of immigrants and destroy it. And it was recycled again in Nazi Germany, again blaming the Jews. And Madison Grant in the 20th century America used white genocide claims to insist that black people were going to overrun the American white people. So this is a really, really old thing. It also got a resurgence in the 1960s. In Rhodesia, the Prime Minister Ian Smith said that his government were the only thing standing against the genocide of white genocide. And of course, everyone on this side of the pond will know about Enoch Powell's notorious Rivers of Blood speech, which in 1968 borrowed the exact same imagery. Now, that went away for a while, but it's very, very much back, as you just discussed there.
Well, you've got Elon Musk insisting that civil war in the UK was inevitable because of immigration.
Absolutely. So back in this actually can trace its roots back. It's become common currency again. But back in 2008, the alt-right, or what became the alt-right, started repeating this narrative online. Now, it had always survived in, say, neo-Nazi forums and these very paranoid places, but they started mainstreaming it. And the only thing is they changed the target. It wasn't Jews so much as Muslims who were going to be invading us. And again, this is reflecting kind of cultural fears and concerns people have. So again, in 2011, the Renard Camus, the French novelist, wrote a novel basically called The Great Replacement, which was a reiteration of a conspiracy theory that insisted that global elites were going to overrun the Western world with immigrants to induce a war and to control people better. And of course, with the cultural concerns being about Muslims, that's what it was aimed at. And that's what the alt-right very much picked up on.
So it can be different groups of people at different stages in history. Whoever, I suppose, people fear the most becomes the perpetrator of this, determination to replace those indigenous peoples.
Absolutely. And it's become so mainstream. So at the moment, it's mainly targeted at immigrants and Muslims, and, you know, ideally both if people can do it. So in the UK, this narrative has really gained traction. There's a bit of research out about a week and a half ago by Mark J. Hill of King's College London, which showed that on Reddit, year on year, the number of posts claiming that London has become increasingly lawless due to immigrants and Muslims taking over the country went from about 874 in 2008 to over 250,000 posts last year, despite the fact that over a 30-year period in London, violent crime has fell every year. And obviously in Ireland, we've seen this a lot as well. Crime rates have fallen year on year. I think last year was the first year we didn't even have a gun death in Ireland. And yet the narrative that immigrants are invading the country and is a great replacement going on has gone up and up and up. It's been used to justify attacks on refugee centres. Henry McKean's series that he did for News Talk as well looked at that when he interviewed people, and they would literally quote this. They would say, we're being replaced. So the perception is very much there, even though the data is very much going the opposite direction.
Now, the kind of charges that are being brought here by these people have often been cited in massacres. For example, Anders Breivik. Remind us of what he did.
So back in 2011, Anders Breivik committed the most atrocious massacre, I think in world history, where he killed several dozen people in Norway. And he released this rambling 1,500 page manifesto, where he said that his goal was to prevent the Islamification of Europe by the elites. So he argued that, or in his paranoid conspiracy theory, that Europe is being flooded by immigrants and Muslims by some elite who wanted to control things. That's not the only time that's happened. The Tree of Life massacre in 2018 in Pennsylvania, that stated that Jews were deliberately flooding America with non-white immigrants. Again, this again invoking anti-Semitic ideas. In 2019, 51 people in Christchurch were killed at a mosque and Islamic center, again with the gunman claiming there was a great replacement in his manifesto. He actually live streamed that as well, which is really grim. Same year in Texas, 23 people were killed in a Walmart store by a man who made the same claim. He said he was decrying the cultural and ethnic replacement of his community. And in 2022, in Buffalo, New York, an 18-year-old gunman shot dead 10 black people when they were in church with the same rationale. And it's also kind of scary. That's actually been mainstreamed in politics as well. In fact, that Marine Le Pen in France, who is always, on the verge of getting the presidency, had say no to white genocide with an infamous image of a blonde woman as one of their campaign posters. And that was in the last 3 years.
And of course, Viktor Orban is of the same mind.
Viktor Orban very much is. He basically has embraced this most, I think, vocally in Europe. And he condemned refugees traveling to Europe as Muslim invaders. Also, we've seen this in Italy, where both the previous prime minister and the current prime minister have talked about the genocide of Italians by immigrants. So, and in the UK, closer to home, this is an idea that Reform voters, by the way, believe very heavily. When Brexit was happening, about 31% of Brexit voters believed there was a white genocide ongoing. In the US, by the way, that goes as high as 60% for Republicans.
Now, what is extraordinary about the United States and Britain and other former colonial states is that, the great replacement theory that black people trying to replace white people in America, for example, the black people were dragged to America by white people in chains.
Absolutely. And one of the most perverse things about this narrative is it often takes the most oppressed and the most discriminated against in society and suddenly cast them as villains, even when they have famously not had power. I mean, if you go back to, even 19th century France, the Jews that were there had fled, had just gone away from, Russia when they were being very poor, they were being crushed upon by the authorities, and they were suddenly seen as sinister invaders. Now it's against Muslims now, or immigrants, people that don't have that much power, but are being cast as villains in this narrative. And of course, this is not all organic. So obviously, this exists in society as a strain of us versus them thinking, which is always part of the human condition and not a good thing. But it's been exploited massively online. Now, you mentioned Elon Musk. But we found an awful lot that social media accounts pushing this narrative tend to be Russian affiliated. And there's giant troll farms that really get into this and push this narrative. And the reason they do it is the reason Russia always do it, is that it feeds in societal tensions in rival nations. And we've seen in Europe and in America, immigration, for example, becoming a hot topic because of these narratives, because people see them online. And the perception is suddenly we're being invaded. The fact that Ireland and England have massively decreasing crime rates, and yet people think that we're in the middle of a crime wave caused by immigrants, just shows you how effective these narratives are at altering our perceptions of reality.
And again, I mentioned slaves arriving in the United States in shackles. I mean, from Britain's point of view, they are reaping the rewards of their own colonization in terms of the people that they initially felt they should accept as a historical obligation by virtue of the fact that they were colonized by Britain.
Absolutely. I mean, a quarter of the planet at one stage was colonized by Britain. And this is the weird disconnect. And obviously in America, this is a big thing too, because America has benefited massively from the exploitation of other peoples. The psychology behind it is interesting. It's the disconnect between, what reality is and what we perceive it to be. But this conspiracy theory allows people who maybe feel hard done by to have someone to blame. The problem is that it's a scapegoat and it has really negative repercussions. So I think when we hear it now, when we hear people bringing this up, to combat this as a society, we have to stop and ask ourselves, is the data really agreeing with that picture, or is it not? And when we hear this inflammatory rhetoric, we have to kind of say these are testable ideas. And when we look at them, and again, the Irish scenario last year, we had no gun deaths and we had violent crime going down yet again, really is at odds with the fact that, you know, we have an increasing population with more immigrants and more people from abroad making up part of our society. If they were causing crime and part of this big sinister wave, we'd be seeing that, and we don't. So it's cooler heads must prevail, or else these conspiracy theories can cause serious harm.
And then if you do have protests outside the home of some immigrant who has committed or is thought to have committed an offence, and you ask yourself, how many times have those same people paraded up and down the home of an Irish person who's committed a similar or worse offence? And the answer is never.
Tumbleweed, absolutely. And we saw that in the Ballymena protests, if we call them protests generously here. We saw then when you had a lot of the people that were protesting against a supposed crime by an immigrant to protect women and children actually had domestic abuse convictions. So you're like, well, you don't see the disconnect there, because, again, it's about othering people. It's about having a villain. All conspiracy theories at the end of the day are us versus them narratives. And they're totally reductive. There is no sophistication to them. It's just an easy way to have a scapegoat.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape. David, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.